Look, to get an expert opinion on whether or not Scott McIntyre has a case and whether or not we should be more careful in general with our social media posts, got Stephen Kale from Bryden's Lawyers online. G'day, Stephen. How are you?
I'm good, Merrick. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks for calling through, mate. Listen, Scott McIntyre is suing SBS. Has he got grounds?
Well, look, arguably, whether he's going to win it or not is another matter. And I guess each case is dealt with on its merits. You've got to look at the circumstances. He's out there on Twitter associating himself with SBS, and he's probably got 30-odd thousand followers on the back of his association with SBS. So anything that he does happen to tweet is going to have an impact upon the image of SBS. And SBS do have a social media policy, which they're saying that this action was in breach of, and that's the argument that they're going to have in court.
And as Steve, speaking of being in court, I could ask you a very quick question. Social media cases, what, you would not have heard that phrase 10 years ago. Are they starting to make up a fair amount of your workload these days?
Look, there's social media cases regularly in the Fair Work Commission. There's some very high profile ones that have been about. There was, I think Adam spoke about the miners in West Australia. There were 15 miners put off for participating in that Harlem Shake video. I think part of the argument was that although they had helmets on, few of them were shirtless and they were breaching safety requirements.
Right, okay, now, so it's more about the safety requirements than it is about, you know, posting anything defamatory.
That's why my wife was watching it.
Yeah, those miners have good bods, don't they?
No one's agreeing with you there, Stephen.
look, it's one of those things. I don't want to give lawyers advice here, but people have the check in their head sometimes. They put something on social media, only their mates are going to see it. And that ain't so.
Yep, I can give you a name that if you want to Google Justine Sacco, that's S-A-C-C-O, was a corporate communications director of a multinational company.
Yeah, I remember this one, yeah.
She tweeted something that was racially vilified people, didn't it?
Yeah, it was to do with AIDS and being white, so she's got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, that's right.
She posted that at Heathrow. By the time she landed in Cape Town, turned her phone back on, the thing had gone absolutely viral. Mm-hmm. It was the number one trending topic on Twitter. She had 170 followers, and it just hit the headlines like that. Yeah. Obviously, as soon as the employer found out about it, she was no longer the director of corporate communications.
Because some people are offended, which they're entitled to be, because they're offended, then sometimes the employer feels that they need to take the action by sacking them. Otherwise, they feel as though the corporate responsibility is not being ticked. It's very murky ground, but I don't think we've seen the end of it.
Also, too, Steve makes the point, too, that woman had less followers than my cat.
Your cat's great, though, Mikey. It's my favourite cat on Twitter.
She does have more than me, though, but anyway.
Stephen Kale.
I've just got an extra follower.
Oh, there you go. Stephen, you can follow Stephen Cahill at Bryden's Lawyers. That's probably not his Twitter handle, but I can't be bothered finding out the real one. Thanks very much for your time, Stephen.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you, mate. Cheers.
More of Merrick and Australia after this.